DW. Now, Donald Trump's Jerusalem announcement was greeted by a series of street protests across the globe, including here in Germany. What you can hear right now is a street protest that took place on the 8th of December in Berlin. More protests have been staged since then, with young men burning Israeli flags and chanting both anti-Israeli and anti-Semitic slogans. The German government has condemned such behaviour, with government spokesman Stefan Seibert saying that while Berlin did not agree with Donald Trump's Jerusalem announcement, this did not justify any anti-Semitic acts in Germany. He said Germany has a historic responsibility to stand by Israel and all Jews following the Holocaust, in which the Nazis murdered at least 6 million Jews. The street protests in Berlin have revived the debate about anti-Semitism here in Germany, which is home to an estimated 100,000 Jews. According to an independent expert committee reporting to the German parliament, around a third of the Jews living in Germany experience verbal or physical anti-Semitic attacks on a daily basis. And what is more, the number of anti-Semitic crimes has for the first time in 2 years risen in the first half of 2017. These findings gel with a long-term study carried out by a leading anti-Semitism researcher at Berlin's Technical University. Monika Schwarz-Frisell is a professor of linguistics and cognitive sciences at Berlin's Technical University. Over the past 14 years, she and her team have analysed 20,000 emails sent to the Central Council of Jews in Germany. They have also examined over 250,000 texts and comments published in the internet, and the results are rather disturbing. Over the past 10 years, the amount of anti-Semitic content has tripled, and according to Professor Schwarz-Frisell, the tone has also become a lot more aggressive. I contacted her earlier to talk about her findings and the current climate in Germany. I started the interview by asking her to give me some examples of the more disturbing hate mails she's been studying over the years.
All the examples are shocking, no matter whether they are subtle or vulgar. Vulgar examples, especially from the far right, draw on old Nazi salvation fantasies, with some writing, "We hope that the gas chambers will be opened soon for the Jewish state." But we also have such salvation fantasies with the educated, left-wing and liberal spectrum in connection with the Jewish state. These are intellectuals, professors, priests, many of whom attach their real names to what they write. And the line they often take is, the Jewish state should be abolished in the interest of the whole world. That is exactly the same as the old salvation fantasy that the world is better off without Jews, only that in this instance it relates to the state of Israel.
Given that people do not seem to be afraid or concerned about attaching their real names to anti-Semitic emails and documents, I asked Professor Schwarz-Frisell whether this also suggested that Nazi or anti-Semitic jargon was sneaking back into mainstream debate in Germany.
It's time to face some uncomfortable truths. The Federal Republic of Germany was never really free of anti-Semitism. First of all, this was addressed far too late, 20 years after the Nazi era, that is, in the 1960s with the Auschwitz trials. And secondly, penalizing sedition or hate speech did not remove anti-Semitism from people's heads, or indeed from the collective cultural memory. So you can say that classic anti-Semitism always found a breeding ground, but even I, as anti-Semitism researcher, was surprised that it would flare up to such a degree over the past 15 years.
14 years ago, it was still fairly easy for Professor Schwarz-Frisell and her team to determine whether the author of an anti-Semitic email or letter heralded from the far right or left camp. Not so anymore. One of the interesting results of her research is that the lines between left and right-wing anti-Semites have become more blurred.
There is just one major difference in the argumentation of left and right. While right-wing extremists stand to their anti-Semitism and write things like "I hate Jews" and "Jewishness is the evil of the world," the left camp will say Israel is the evil or historic mistake, or they blame Zionists and Zionism. But this substitution is pretty much the only difference.
However, Professor Schwarz-Friesell does not see any connection between the rise of Germany's populist right-wing AfD party and rising anti-Semitic comments. She says right-wing populists were already very active in spreading their anti-Semitic views before the AfD entered the political arena. So I asked her what impact the influx of a large number of migrants and refugees from predominantly Muslim countries has in her research into anti-Semitism in Germany.
You see this mainly in the internet, but of course I must stress here that you have to be careful. There is a strikingly large number of Turkish or Muslim-sounding names, but these can of course be faked in the internet. On the other hand, one needs to be realistic. We know that many of the refugees are from countries where hatred of Israel is state doctrine and where Jews are considered enemies. Of course, these people will likely bring that sort of mindset with them when they come to Germany. But, and as a scientist, I'm very careful here, we don't have any long-term study on this yet. However, if you see what is happening in the streets, it is of course striking that those who are openly displaying their anti-Semitic views right now are largely Muslims. And I don't think it's discrimination to face up to realities and say that we do have a problem with Muslim anti-Semitism.
I next asked Professor Schwarz-Friesell whether the Muslim anti-Jewish and anti-Israeli mindset had its own vocabulary that set it apart from anti-Semitism in Europe.
No, and that is one of the important results of our long-term study. They all draw on this ancient cultural Occidental source. Anti-Semitism has been enshrined in Occidental culture for over 2,000 years. We have a rather small reservoir of stereotypes that all use and that are repeated, no matter whether it's the left, right, or Islamists. They all make use of about 10 stereotypes, with the most common being Jews are the evil of the world. And this is projected directly onto Israel. Jews are murderers, cheats, only interested in money, land robbers in relation to Israel. And then there is the conspiracy theory that has been making the rounds in anti-Jewish circles for centuries. Even the blood cult stereotypes that are very strong among Islamists can be found among Germany's far right and left camps.
Given that anti-Semitism appears to be on the rise in Germany and other parts of Europe, such as France, which has seen a mass exodus of Jews in recent years, I asked Professor Schwarz-Friesell whether she thought Germany might lose its Jewish population to migration.
First of all, Germany is running the risk of forsaking its Jewish citizens in a manner that nobody would have thought possible, considering the experience of the Holocaust. People across all Jewish communities feel abandoned by the government, the elites, and the media. That's not a good feeling. And if Jews feel obliged to point out themselves that there is an explosive tendency in Germany, then something is seriously wrong in this country.
I concluded the interview by asking Professor Schwarz-Friesell whether, given the nature of her work, she can always keep a lid on her emotions.
It still touches me the same way today as it did 14 years ago when we started. It has a strong emotional dimension for me and my younger colleagues. We often have to reassure each other that we are doing something important and make sure that we don't despair. But it also makes me very angry, especially when I see how politicians treat research findings. Or when platitudes are used such as, the danger is the far right. That's not true. The danger arises from within our entire society. Or that anti-Semitism is just xenophobia and pure racism. That's also wrong. There are plenty of left-wing anti-Semites who aren't racist. Or that it's just an overall prejudice among many. That's also wrong. It's a unique resentment in our cultural history. And all these misinterpretations that are spread on a daily basis by politicians, journalists, and NGOs are completely counterproductive to battling anti-Semitism. And I must say that makes me very sad and also angry.
This report was brought to you by DW.